Moses, Elijah, and him.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he said that, I said, well, that is it.
I heard of
the confirmation
for the world. The name of the event for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be talking about the Elijah couple.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because it is very, very important that we know that these are the days of
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because God must of necessity have for himself a witness. And I want to tell you that this meeting, this weekend, has been directed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let nobody miss out.
In
that which God wants to do with us this weekend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we are talking about the ministry of Elijah. What brought about Elijah? And the things he accomplished during his time. And that was to a particular dispensation. Another dispensation came. And the same Elijah's name was mentioned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And another dispensation came. And he mentioned another Elijah. Why is it so important? Why is Elijah so important? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are living in a time when we are losing purpose.
Like
we said yesterday when we started, there was something that is, or there is something that is in the heart of God. There is something that is very, very important to God. There is nothing that God ever does that he does it just for doing sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does everything with purpose. And if he sends a prophet at a particular time, not just sending him
with a message.
And I believe, brethren, there is something that is in the heart of God concerning Elijah. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's begin by looking at Matthew 17.
Yeah, don't tell me so when you said that with Matthew, where my favor.
Let's open to Matthew 17.
Don't put that other man on the floor. Matthew, where my favor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, for Elijah, this man went through a lot. He went through a lot of experiences. And basically, as a prophet, there were certain assignments that God gave him that he went out to accomplish. I want us to pay close attention to some. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in chapter 17 of Matthew,
he
said, and after 6 days, Jesus taken
Peter,
James and John,
James and John,
his brother,
and
he brought them up into a high mountain apart. and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus took his disciples up, you know, these three, Peter, James, and John,
he took them
to a very high mountain.
Hallelujah.
And when he got there, something happened.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When he got there, he was transfigured. Jesus was transfigured.
Jesus is a man.
I don't know whether you understand what the word means to be transfigured.
No, the man why he called. I will be poor as a woman.
Hallelujah. What does it mean to be transfigured? Can anybody tell us what does it mean
to be transfigured?
Amen. He went up to the mountain and there Now, like I said, when God does a thing, he will not do anything without a purpose. I don't know whether you have paused a little while to ask yourself, why did Jesus take this thing and he went to a higher mountain? He went there and he was forced. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will tell you the secret. I will tell you the purpose for that. Because it is important we understand what is in the heart of God for everything he does.
As
many of us that are here tonight,
you must
understand
that
there is a transfiguration. There is a metamorphosis that must take place. You know, Jesus couldn't have done it to all, you know, called all the disciples to come. He called just three of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So have you asked yourself, why didn't he take all the disciples? Why take Peter, James, and John? These three were people he could, you know, unburden whatever is in his hands. There are people God must reveal himself specifically to. There are people he must tell what is in his heart. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to be in that category of people. I want to be, I don't know about you. So somebody said that he wouldn't do anything without telling this man.
Amen.
He said he wouldn't do anything without telling Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So there are people God must reveal that which is in his hands to them. Now, Jesus took this three and he went to walk to the mountain. There was so much brightness. So much glory. Amen. And in the midst of that glory, he said, two men appear. Moses and
Elijah.
They appear. These other disciples were watching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't say much to them. In fact, he didn't say anything to them. He only talked with the two people that appeared, is it not so?
I am not going
The glory, that revelation that happened was for a purpose. And that purpose is very, very simple. He did that to show them, he said, listen, this is where you are going.
This
is the final
apostle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men like you who walk upon the earth tasted it. So this is where you are
going.
That was why that revelation was there. Every other thing you are doing is irrelevant. But if you attend to this revelation,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That is our final destination.
Hallelujah.
Is it not somebody that says something that until I awake in his what? That is the final apostle.
I'm
going to look at.
Yes, so what did he say?
That Elijah man that appeared in that place.
Yes, so what did he say? We're going Elijah.
I want to also remind you that the final day he was taken. I hope we know, like we said yesterday. Yes, Elijah did not experience death. Are you happy?
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And maybe I can also say,
I
will bend my mouth to say this one.
I mean,
that perhaps. Moses also did not see death. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me? You know why I said that?
Amen.
That God killed him. Hallelujah. Because no man can tell you the grave where Moses was buried. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is something we're learning from that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That a man can transcend this faith, this atmosphere, this particular realm, and get into another realm without by causing death. Amen.
Amen.
You know, since last night, after preaching what I preached, the devil was attacking my mind.
Amen. You are not going to die.
He said that we are not going to die. But now you are having pains all over your body. Is that not preparation for death? I said the Lord rebuke you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we are going to look at Elijah specifically.
If you hear the story, you say we're going to Elijah.
Because Elijah was a prophet of God.
Elijah is
And how come? How come that we have this kind of experience about, okay, let's just get scriptures for two of them. Let's talk about Moses and scripture for Elijah, then we'll move on from there. Just go with me to Exodus 33. I just read 18 to 20. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Now, maybe we read, just go up, go to verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have chosen this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I beseech thee. Show me your. There was one thing that was very, very important in the heart of Moses. I don't know whether to take Christianity. Still pray this kind of prayer.
Let's not get into a conversation with God.
He was talking to God face to face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God was telling him a few things. And God told him that, listen, that is verse 16, that I have separated you from all the people of the earth.
I will
have separated us from all the people of the earth.
I never said we should not come from the
earth. They will come going to destroy us.
I don't care that they will
do not come with us. They're finished.
I
was talking with God. God had to speak to him. That this thing you are asking or requesting, I'm going to do it. Let me tell you, brethren, the time has come when we pray on the spot, we get a response from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe a little digression. I like reading biographies or autobiographies of people. Hallelujah. I was reading about a man called George Muller. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man who oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
A man who was working so closely with God. That when he is broke, or when maybe what they have is just remaining 1 naira. You have got to replenish. He said, God, our money is running off. We need some money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by the time he will finish the prayer, money has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In fact, there was this popular one. You know, after a while, they ran an orphanage. In the orphanage, they will get all these children and sit down. No food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can imagine when you don't have food in the house. And it's time to eat. They will lay the table. So we are talking about men who pray and God answers
immediately.
And they were flesh and blood like you and I. In other words, there was a dreadful of glory this man carried. There was something of God inside of them. Their background and their testimony is not anything different from your own and my own.
They had
an encounter with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Moses was this kind of man.
Moses said that God will be
with God. Had an encounter with God.
I am a man here.
It's not where God picked him up from.
Amen.
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 He was an abandoned baby. They threw him and in the sea, let him float. That he was a child of destiny. Background is not different from his own. God has said something about you.
Yes.
And he's saying that there is a level of glory you must attain. And he has available all the resources. He has been pushing you, winding you, taking you through situations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we'll come again. We'll just read it to the end. Verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before
you.
I will proclaim the name of the Lord before
you.
I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face. For there shall no man see my face and live. And the Lord said, behold, this is placed by me. And thou shalt stand upon the rock. And it came to pass while my glory passed by, that I will pull thee in a cleft of the rock. And will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand. And thou shalt see my backside. But my face shall not be seen. That was what God told Moses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know, somehow, you and I have not tried to ask why did God say this.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But by the time you read through the experiences of Moses, you will begin to understand. There is a level of spiritual attainment you must come and you must see the face of God. There are things God must deal with in you and me. Enable us to see His glory. Because those things are still there. We cannot see His glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was for the same reason that it was difficult for Moses to obey simple instruction.
There was something
in his soul that prevented him from seeing the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? There was something inside of him. And you see, this is the same man that God said that. Come, he told them, why are you talking to Moses like this? That he was the meekest, is it not so? So, why didn't he see the glory of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, brethren? Why is it that the very crucial moment he failed? And just for that one reason, God called him and brought him up to the mountain.
Look over there.
Moses. Why did that happen? Because there was one little thing. He never knew it was there. Yet he was a man that God said that this is
the
There was a command.
Remember
why we are concentrating on Moses. Because why sitting there? And I saw something like a basket, like Moses' basket. And it was going through a gutter. My hand was on it. It was yellow. I was following it. I don't know why I was following it. I came out. It was like a road. I see water. I can see water. The thing started floating.
I
just went into a mighty
flood.
I don't know. So my mind just went straight to the issue of Moses. Maybe that's why we are talking about Moses.
Something
about Moses that has to do with the minutest thing God will not allow. And he said, pay attention to it. Check within your heart. Pay attention to it. Because I am not going to excuse you for it.
Amen.
Moses only saw the glory after he had gone to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, unlike Moses,
Elijah
was not like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I don't know what God saw in two of them.
I mean, you understand,
but there was something that was said about Elijah.
I don't just say
that Elijah was a man of what? Like passion. Degree of passion that Moses and Elijah had. I don't want to bother myself in the degree of passion they had. He placed on Moses. About Elijah. I read from verse 36.
Chapter 18.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near.
Elijah
and said, Lord God, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that
I am
I am thy servant,
and
that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. That these people may know that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed and the wood and the stone and dust and drink of the water that was in the
trench.
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He
said, man.
Hallelujah.
He called down fire from heaven.
And
he came and he consumed the sacrifice. You and I knew what went on before now.
And
Baal could not do anything.
But
the man called on God.
Hallelujah.
You can see the sharp contrast. Prophets of Baal called from morning till night.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today, even in the church, you have prophets of Baal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But God is raising a company of Elijah. God answers them.
Amen.
Brethren, these two men, there is something about them we must learn.
In the darker, how will I tell God that I have God's answer?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Listen.
Bow down.
You know, many times we just use people as example. Or we look at people and they become we want to do the things that they did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I can tell you something. If you look on man, going to fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though there are men that have seen God. Hallelujah. Those men, you can follow the example. But there are certain things in the scripture that you must go to God yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Paul said that follow me as I follow.
Amen.
Amen. Paul can confidently say that. And I can confidently follow. Because I must have known his pedigree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not out of nowhere.
Even when
that is what the church is doing now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's not go there. But the point we're trying to make, brethren. Moses and Elijah. Two people. They had their witnesses. And I must say that for Elijah, I'm sure he recognized that he had witnesses. Because God looks at your heart.
Some of us,
there are areas of our heart we have closed. So God looks at the heart. God looking at the heart of Elijah. This one is malleable. There is no nature God cannot change. There is no lifestyle God cannot change. As long as we come and we submit ourselves,
He will change our
lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we have been able to establish something. And we're saying that both men represented the revelation of God, visible and manifest in man. That revelation they had upon the mount. The glory of God can be made manifest in man. And not just when you die and you go to heaven.
Of the heavenly. Then now this I say
brethren,
that
flesh and blood cannot inherit letters of corruption inherit incorruption. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what?
Metamorphosed.
Hallelujah. We shall all be changed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, what God is saying is that we are going to be changed. We have borne the image of the earth for so long. And the time has come for us to bear the image of the
earth.
Now is the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be working consciously about this. We must walk with a very clear head. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil on taking away in the reading of the Old Testament. Which veil is done away in Christ? Even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their house. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open faith, behold it as in a glass, to the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image of the Lord, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, it's what you are doing. What you are viewing.
Say for so
that is what you are being changed into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why all over the world today? Everybody is behaving like America.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because
we
are constantly viewing their lifestyle on TV. There is what we call cultural imperialism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure Kevin must have heard that.
Talk
about media imperialism.
The
culture of these people are transferred to you. Not consciously.
But
as
you watch
it on the TV, you are reviving their culture. That is what has spoiled Christendom today.
See, that's
the same thing happens. The spirit. What you are seeing determines your identity. It determines where you are going. Amen.
Amen.
If you are beholding the glory of God,
when you
just wake up and you are manifesting the glory of God,
Hallelujah.
If you are reading this word of God every day,
why
do you wake up and all you are saying is what?
I don't want to put this down to say that.
You remember Brother Yabo?
I heard that you didn't
hear
Brother Yabo.
I think it's Brother Yabo, somebody, you know. He's not speaking English in Thou sayest.
Amen.
When you read too much of the scripture, you start quoting scripture unconsciously.
The same thing goes for the glory of God.
I don't know what we ask God all the time. I believe God is saying we should have the attitude of Moses. God, I want to see your
clothes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And I encourage you not to be like me.
I pray,
God, I want to see your clothes. I fasted and fasted. In the middle of the fast, 1 hour and in that brief chance, I was going to the air. If it's now, I say, God, carry me, let us go home. When I recovered myself, I said, Shay, you want to see the glory of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about the time when, as we begin to seek God, begin to cross the boundaries of this realm. Amen. You don't look excited. A man who so walk with God. I'm going to go into the heavenly realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Even the man himself
did
not know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. By the time he came back,
he's not physically traveled.
Not Alan. He was one of that guy.
Okay.
Yes, he went to Russia.
He was in the spirit and he went to administer.
When he came back,
I never told him.
And then, as of physically go, that stain was there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The man was surprised. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking about people crossing the boundaries of this realm. We can cross the boundaries of this world. That should be your desire, and I can tell you that men that have crossed the boundaries of this
world,
they have no power over them.
Yes.
They have no power over
them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are not intimidated by anything. God is calling this church.
Do all you can.
Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do all you can. Do
and we have been happy and calm. But God is saying, listen, it is time to move on. It is time to get to heavenly realm. Hallelujah. It is time to be partakers of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Say that if we are partaking of that which is the image of this
earth.
Hallelujah. This is an assurance.
Solomon,
as long as you have partaken of this,
you
have the ability to partake of that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Let's go to the same Matthew again. Let's go to Matthew 17.
Can I show you cooking with Matthew? My friend, like you. Hallelujah.
Matthew 17, from verse 10.
Matthew, my friend, don't follow.
He says, and his disciples asked him. Okay, maybe for us to have a good understanding, let's read it from verse 4. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Hallelujah. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles. One for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, but saved Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus judged them, saying, tell this vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. But the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You know, this event came immediately after the transfiguration. Am I right?
Hallelujah.
You know, they said, why did they say that Elijah must come first? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the reason was given. Jesus gave them
this.
That Elijah must come first so that he will restore all things. Now, I think that we already know that the issue about restoring all things, Jesus was not talking about ultimate reconciliation. We don't
Hallelujah. Amen.
Are we together?
Yes. That's all we want to sit down.
Brethren, are we together?
Yes. That's all we want to sit down.
When he says restoration of all things, he's not talking, he's not saying that the devil himself will also be restored.
I never came out of heaven. Yes, if I'm going to go, I'm going to free the end of me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You guys, your voices are not very strong.
Okay, the middle of my hand, I'm home.
Don't let me accuse you that some of us believe ultimate reconciliation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together now?
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Let me hear it louder.
Amen.
Amen.
He said that Elijah is coming to restore all things. Now, I want you to notice when Jesus said this thing. Elijah had come and gone. Is it not
so?
Elijah was Old Testament. But this particular thing was said, or was said in New Testament. Is it
not so?
Many years apart. Fundamentally, we need to understand it. It's many years apart.
Hallelujah.
So why is he still saying that Elijah must come first? You know that word, he was talking about a particular Elijah. But before we go to that Elijah, let us talk about that Elijah he was talking about, the original Elijah. Let us look at some of the things that Elijah did that time. Because Elijah was flesh and blood like you and I. That walked upon the earth with a
prophet.
That had the calling of God upon his
life.
He was a prophet of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Some of the things that Elijah did, that some of them proved maybe controversial. Elijah wasn't a very good friend of everybody. Hallelujah. But today we have a Christianity that is a friend of everybody. Wherever Elijah enters, he is sure to improve something. Amen.
Amen.
One of the troubles that Elijah had. Maybe I take one or two of them. He had to rebuke Ahab. Amen.
Amen.
When Ahab went and took somebody's land, is it not so? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came and said, listen. Why are you oppressing this man?
Is
it because you are a king? And when he got that, you know, that rebuke, he was sad. He was sad.
A woman came.
The wife of Ahab.
He
said, husband, why are you looking
so bad?
What is the matter with you?
You
know that Elijah. You know that prophet.
I met your mom.
What he said. He said what? Who is he to talk to? Hallelujah. Don't never mind. By this time tomorrow, that land is your own.
Was
in charge.
Even though they get to be ready,
nobody ever crosses a path. You cannot cross a path and you go scot free. You are a runner, you are, they will finish you.
Hallelujah.
In fact, at the point, the battle got so hot. The man ran away with
a gun.
Hallelujah. What are we trying to say? There is a prophetic ministry that
you will
Because Tetibel is all over the land.
God has taken our
place in the church.
Tetibel
has taken our place in the homes. There must be a prophetic ministry that must be filled. The activities of Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I'm only pointing out some of the things that Elijah
did.
There was another thing he did. You know, this prophet, alright, there was a time there was a drought. There was a drought. And who ordered the drought?
And now we can have your mom.
And that was Elijah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man came out one day and said, listen, as long as I stand here,
oh, Elijah wants to say,
there shall be no rain.
The point is, by the time the sun is over, anybody can have a song.
They thought it was a joke.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. God must have a prophetic ministry.
And I never said
when they speak, God honors that word. You will not understand.
Oh, man,
I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If they speak,
you cannot multiply.
Don't let any prophetic ministry begin to curse you. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, I won't get started. Oh, yeah,
I say it also.
Oh, yes,
I'm talking about true prophets.
I never met that we can never
find out what they have. He said, now come.
I never am.
I'm going to release rain.
Can you drink?
You know the word? At your work. Things are ordered upon the face of the
God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, I just want to take two of them. There are a lot of them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have read one where the prophets of Baal were there and they called fire from them.
The prophet of Baal.
Just read from 1 Kings 17 to 21. You see all that. But what we're trying to say is that there are that was a dispensation at that time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is saying something about the company of Elijah. And he is saying that particular Elijah is now. At his own time, that Elijah has already come.
That
Elijah was already there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that John, that Elijah then was who? John the Baptist. Hallelujah. In other words, there was a dispensation at that time. That dispensation was the dispensation of John the Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And we saw the things that happened to John the Baptist. John the Baptist was also a prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just go again to that same Matthew 17.
He said
that Jesus said, answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall come first.
Or shall first come.
And restore all things. So the purpose of this Elijah coming is to restore all things. There is an assignment that this Elijah was to
fulfill.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he came and he was preaching repentance from
He had an assignment at that time.
It's to restore the issue of broken homes. Motherless children, children who are lost. Because that time when it's to restore, hallelujah, their fathers to their works, to their children, and children to their works, to their fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Today the homes are in trouble. But I believe there is a ministry that must restore.
I mean,
so much pressure on the homes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is a ministry that is going to restore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let us praise God for that ministry. Because when that ministry is in operation, you cannot hide anything anymore. If you find husband and wife, they will fight. When they hear a knock on the door, they clean their faces. Hallelujah. Under that ministry, that can no longer hold. No more pretense. That our brother went to Sierra Leone. The wife is in control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the ministry of Elijah is to bring restore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, there was somebody was telling me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say they are married. If husband borrows money from wife, that is, husband borrows money from wife. There is a notebook. Write it down. And we'll even put interest. The man will walk. When once money enters his hand, he said, "My way, or he don't go pay before." Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man will carry all the money. So the man lives perpetually in debt. So feed the house. Borrow from your wife. Give your wife a cook. After cooking, you all will eat. In our own environment, it may not be like this. The homes are under serious attack. The ministry in our time must restore. Elijah ministry must see through it.
Elijah,
and begin to speak to it. What is going on here?
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is going on here?
You think I should talk to me before from
the door? Everything is fine.
I don't know.
But what is going on here?
I am an hour. I'm
by damaging seats. Anyway, actually. Amen.
Amen.
There is a ministry that he is calling up at this time. That will carry such a weight of glory. That when it enters the home,
he settles
the matter. Hallelujah. Do we have that kind of glory following us now?
Right.
A lot of struggling.
A lot
of fighting.
I want to talk about it.
Because the ministry of Elijah is lacking in the body. Hallelujah. See, the ministry of John the Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If not, there was no occasion for him to discover that Herod
killed his first wife. And
the
married to Herodias. To his brother's wife. So he
came.
The ministry of John came and saw it and reproved it. Amen. Even though it looked something like a domestic problem,
but
it has a political connotation. We are not going to touch the political. The whole thing was misconstrued. But he was able to see that there was something wrong in this relationship. That ministry must look through the whole. And I want to pray, brethren, that when you have this voice into your home, let there be fear and trembling. Let there be fear and trembling. Because it's coming to correct something that is fundamental. A lot of disorder in the home. A lot of violence in the home.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to go too far into it, but that was it. He said that was John the Baptist. They understood that what he was making reference to was John the Baptist.
Amen.
I don't want to go too far into it. But take a look. And the kind of, there is a thought Elijah he also talked about. The first Elijah was Elijah the first Elijah,
Elijah
has several encounters. The second Elijah had to do with who? John the Baptist.
Elijah
asked the who is the top Elijah?
For
that is the crux of the matter.
Amen.
Because this is the time
all
is called Elijah. And that God Elijah is the many members body. Hallelujah. Is Christ the many members body?
Okay, it's not an important text to me.
Amen. It's Christ at the head. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are processes and dealings that must produce the thought Elijah. There are dealings and processes that must produce this kind of Elijah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 And the church today is not seeing that. The things that you are going through, the things that I am going through, is to produce this thought Elijah. The experiences of our time and the things of God upon our lives is to produce this thought Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now go with me to Matthew chapter
9.
Matthew 9.
Matthew 9.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let me take Luke instead. Luke 9:48.
Maybe I can't get Luke. Remember, okay. One more by the time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the things that must produce This kind of Elijah, one of the least, you know, the dealings that must produce this
Elijah,
is that you must, hallelujah, I must, just like we had this afternoon, there must be a manner in which we receive the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether you have seen little children before.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you tell them, they easily believe you. My sister, is it not so? Even if you tell your child, then you see that fire, it will burn you. He made you say it will burn you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are afraid of the fire. Meanwhile, the fire is far away from them. But if you put your hand in that fire, hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, wherever you tell the child, sit down here, don't get off. If it is an obedient child, that child will do what? Sit down there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus was talking to them. He said something that was very, very critical. In Luke chapter 9, verse
48.
Let me read it from 48. He said, then there arose a reasoning among them. Which of them would be the greatest? Amen.
Amen.
In other words, there was something about greatness. There was something about
hierarchy.
There was something about position they want to
have.
There was something about this same glory we are talking about here. They wanted to be partakers of this glory. Just as you and I wanted to be partakers of this glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of them want to be head apostles. Some of them want to be head of head elders. Hallelujah. In other words, he was telling them, there is nothing wrong in your aspiring to be that. There is nothing wrong in your aspiring that if you touch this one, it falls under the
other.
There is nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you, there is a process you must
pass.
There is a subjecting yourself to a particular thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they wanted to be the greatest.
Hallelujah.
Somebody was driving for position.
And Jesus
perceiving the thoughts of their hearts.
He
took a child and set him by him. And said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great.
Amen.
I don't know whether we understand what is going on here. That you want to attain to a place of glory. You want to make an involved and recognize the glory of God. There is a requirement that God is asking of you. That if you want to come there, that there is an attitude of heart you must have. And that attitude of heart must be like a child. Hallelujah. You must make up your mind to be the next. You must make up your mind to be like a servant. If not, you go nowhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the gospel we hear today, they are all different. And I can tell you, many of us are already disqualified. Because there is so much arrogance. There is so much pride. We put up a smelly attitude before God. And yet, we want to
partakers of the glory of God. Everything doesn't work that way. You must be ready to bring down yourself. You must be ready to humble yourself before God. Then humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, He will exalt you. That is the attitude God is requiring. The entire church is in trouble. Because there is so much pumped up. We are so full of ourselves. Hallelujah. We don't want to be corrected or be good. There is so much struggling. When I am corrected, I struggle with God. I struggle with the present. But God wants to process me. So He wants to take me through that feeling. So that I can come forth. So that I can reflect His glory. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you have met many Christians, many end-time people. We'll just behave just like the world. Our carryings on just like the world. Hallelujah. We don't want anybody to talk to us anyhow. Don't go there. Many of us will have such a bad temper. Want to carry the glory of God. You want to deliver the glory of God. I get you are not allowing God to deal. Hallelujah. Children receive the words of their father. You take it to obey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So also, we must receive instruction from the mouth of our father. So also, to humble ourselves
and
you want to be the greatest in the kingdom. You know, the mother of James and John came to Jesus. He told him, he said, listen, I want this, my children, to
position.
One on your right and the other one on your left. Jesus said, very good. Very good desire.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong in your desire to be the head. You want your desire to be the greatest. There is nothing wrong. He said, are you able to drink the cup? In other words, there is a price to be paid. In other words, there is a thing you must go through. Church, are we ready? For this dealing of God? Because I know we all desire the glory of God. Church, the way Moses and Elijah saw the glory of God. But these were men who were malleable in the hands of God. This is not an example God told them to do. Are you going to be in that class? Get ready for God's dealing. Get ready for God's dealing. God begins the process. Your dealing begins. And I can also tell you that it is not going to be palatable. It is not going to be sweet. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number two thing is that they must be refined. Another level of dealing is that you are going to be refined. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when once you give your life to Christ, God deposits something inside of you. There is something He places inside of you. But that thing is not yet refined. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He places His nature upon you. Because you bear His name. He places gold inside of you. But that gold is still rough. It needs to be refined. It needs some bit of dealing. Hallelujah. Just come with me to Malachi 3. Hallelujah.
And that is the dilemma of the church today. They believe when once you are born again, everything is fine. Oh, you are ready to go to heaven. Oh, but I can tell you here tonight that it is not so. Yes, you are born again. Yes, he has deposited something inside of you. There is a genuine of process in the nation. There is a genuine in the nation. Hallelujah. He says, verse 2. Okay, verse from 1. He said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you see shall suddenly come to his temple in the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like the fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Israel and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto God an offering in righteousness. Hallelujah. So there is a dealing. There is a refinement. And I can tell you this phase of your Christian experience is not funny. It's not funny. You are going to go through fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this kind of fire is not a child's play. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not the kind of fire you are used to. You know, the firewood fire, is it the same thing as gas fire? Your gas fire, is it the same as the man who the ghost meet? Is it the same fire? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are not the same.
Hallelujah.
The purity of their fire is different.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes I will put knife on our gas fire. It takes a lot of time to heat up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not the same as the ghost meat.
Oh,
once you put it, just give it a few seconds. Hallelujah. Amen. The man makes up his mind. God, I want to be like Jesus. My brother, it's not with your mouth. Are you ready?
Are you ready
to go through the fire? Are you ready to go through this refiner's fire? Because in doing that, it's going to take away the impurity. It's going to take away those things that offend.
Hallelujah.
This fire goes deep within.
It
goes deep into your ancestors. It goes to those habits, attitudes, and all the things that are inside. It goes to big
things.
It goes to bottom.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I have to go to God several times. I remember that I'm coming from a polygamous family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God begins to take you through bitter experiences that will bring to the fore so that you can be removed. And I tell you, there are certain things that are not removed except by fire. There is a situation that must come by fire. There are certain attitudes and characters that must go by fire. He said,
that he's going to come as a refiner.
I never don't give the idea that he comes to me, sir.
And as a puller, so.
I'll do it in Namka for fun.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 No, when you talk about puller, so those days.
The man that I know about the same code, I'm going to be some
kind of rubbing soap.
He
does not end the rubbing soap. They are bringing it to a place.
I don't know.
Okay, they send all the puller.
Every day they get
to eat it with something. Every day they get to eat it. They use something like a wood. You and I must go through the fuller soap.
As I started for you,
you must go through the refinery fire experience. If you desire to attain unto this
Lord,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at another area.
Amen. Say.
Look at Malachi 4:1.
Malachi 4:1.
He says, "Behold, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubborn, and the day that cometh shall burn them up." Said the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave neither root nor things that God must deal with. If we are to attain this level of glory,
Hallelujah.
Because he is preparing deliverance. He is bringing people that will deliver humanity that have been under bondage.
I never remember if he fired in both.
And he doesn't want to fight any fight with them.
Then Anna, yes, I will must have
a man. So he must deal with pride.
Who told Anna? I don't know about
Anna. Just imagine for once. Just imagine. And I know it's going to happen.
Make your own activity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now it is not happening. There was a time a child died in our fellowship. I went there and I laid hands on the dead child and I prayed. The anointing, my body, my hands, everywhere was vibrating.
Yeah,
that anointing was not able to rest the dead.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't able to do it. That anointing could not rest the dead. When you are going out, you sign. He signed for me that I could not
do it. That
anointing came on that day that child died.
Raise the dead.
Raise the dead.
Hallelujah.
You remain like you are right now.
When you hear the sick,
you say, as brother Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not going to be another man. You are not going to come in here and you are doing like this. Because hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not going to walk into a fellowship and they come, they grab your Bible and carry it. As you want to enter your car, they open the door for you. God will deal with pride in
us.
He must go down to the very
middle.
Hallelujah. That is what has brought the church to the state where it is.
Because
he said that pride goes before what? Honey and locust.
That was his food. There was not the things of this world never appealed to John the Baptist. He never had any house. Are you with me? Also bear in mind that his father was a priest, is it not so? As a high priest, he must have a house. But the man was where? Where was his house? And tell me, where was his house? In the wilderness. Now you tell me, oh, we are not like them. But I'm saying you are like John the Baptist. The church has gone so materialistic. Why many are falling into high blood pressure and diabetes? Do you know why? It's the worry of the things that they have or the things that they don't have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church, this church we are talking about, this Elijah company must be a people whose mind